everyone, my name is Lana, and welcome once again to my couch. The reason why I have decided to film this video here is just because, again, I wanted this to be a bit more casual, and I feel like I'm so much more comfortable when I'm on this couch. Anyways, today I wanted to talk a little bit about my experience growing up bilingual. So, as a lot of you probably already know, I am trilingual at the moment, but growing up, I only spoke Portuguese and English. So that's why this is called growing up bilingual and not trilingual. Cool. So although nowadays I do appreciate having grown up bilingual, back in the day I didn't as much. I actually really struggled trying to fit in because despite having grown up in LA, I was raised in a more Brazilian culture. I don't know if I've actually ever mentioned this in a video, but I didn't learn to speak English until I was about like 5 or so, or maybe 4. Because by the time that my sister went to school, who was 2 years older than me, I was already trying to speak English because I saw her speaking English and I was like, I want to do the same! I want to be just like you! I was definitely the typical little sister that tried to copy every single thing that my older sister did. And the reason why we never really spoke English until we got to school is just because my family was basically only friends with Brazilians. And so I grew up with my friend's parents' kids who also only spoke Portuguese, and so we just never really had any opportunity to speak English. But anyways, going back to what I was saying, so by the time that I got to school, I did know a little bit of English, so that was great, but I feel like I had a bit of a culture shock just because I had never been around so many American kids. And I just remember feeling like I didn't fit in. And that kind of led me to believe that there was something just wrong with me, that I was an outsider, that I was inferior to these people. And so I actually found myself only making friends with kids that were also bilingual. I mean, obviously as the years went by, I started to feel a little bit more comfortable with myself and I did end up making American friends. But for the most part, most of my friends were like me. And when I say like me, I don't mean that they were also Brazilian, I just mean that they also grew up with a different culture. Most of my friends were actually Korean, which is very different from Brazil, but still, I felt like I could relate more to them than I could to an American, to like an all-around American. And now that I think about it, I'm actually really glad that I was constantly exposing myself to different cultures, because I don't think that I would have if I had grown up just speaking English. But anyways, another thing that made me feel a little bit uncomfortable as well is that I don't remember at what age it was, but I think I was a little bit older. I think I was probably around like 14 or so. I remember having gone to Brazil and also feeling like I didn't fit in there as well. So I did have this moment in my life where I didn't identify myself as an American, I didn't identify myself as a Brazilian, and it was just super bizarre for me. I don't know, I feel like kids especially, I know that people like of all ages feel this way, but they do like to fit in some way, and so I actually really struggled with that, with not really identifying as either as Brazilian or as American, and it's something that I still kind of struggle with today. Obviously, it's not something that I think about all the time, but whenever I do speak to someone that grew up in a like all-American household, there are a lot of times that I just can't relate. Or sometimes I talk about things in their childhood and I'm just like, I didn't grow up like that. Like, I don't know. Like something as simple as a board game that all Americans have played, and I'm just like, what? I've never played that. I know that it's a little bit stupid, but that's the only example that I can think of right now. But yeah, a lot of times I find myself speaking to people and not really understanding because I just had such a different childhood. And then when I speak to Brazilians, I also feel like I can't always relate because although I did grow up with a more Brazilian culture, I grew up in LA. So, I mean, it was as Brazilian as it could get, but it wasn't the same as having grown up in Brazil. So yeah, it is something that still kind of affects me, but I mean, for the most part, I do value having grown up the way that I did. I think that I had a very unique childhood and I wouldn't have changed it for anything, but yeah, it was strange. It was great, but it was strange. But anyways, I just thought that I would kind of share this part of my life with you guys just because I do find it pretty interesting and I do think that it's shaped me out to be the way that I am, and maybe this way you can kind of understand me a little bit more. or not. Let me know in the comments what your childhood was like, if you also grew up with a culture that was different to the country that you were living in. I honestly love getting to know you guys a bit more, because if not, I feel like it's such a like one-sided friendship, you know? So please, let's be real friends. Let's share things about our lives and let's just have conversations and things like that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for watching and I will see you in the next video. Why have I started doing this? I don't know.
Okay, bye!